Does the Constitution mandate that our government be secular? According to the Wikipedia article that we're looking at, one of the goals of the liberal, the Democrat, is a secular government. And if you click the more link, it takes you to another item, that most liberals oppose the display of the Ten Commandments in public buildings. Now, the First Amendment guarantees the right of free exercise of religion. It says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So certainly, there's a group that calls itself freedom from religion, as though Americans have a right never to hear anything religious in public. And that obviously is completely contrary to America's founding fathers. The Supreme Court in 1892 declared that America was a Christian nation. And I don't mean the court said, hereafter we are a Christian nation, or we hereby declare and rule that from now on, America is a Christian nation. It was simply an obvious historical observation. Going back to Columbus and looking at all the original charters, the foundational government documents, which are called the Organic Law, the court ruled correctly, declared correctly, that America is a Christian nation. And there was never any intention for our government to be secular. And it never has been the case up until at least about the 1960s that the government ever claimed to be secular. The government always claimed to be under God. And that was not a claim to be under Osama bin Laden's God. It was the Christian God. And I've got a lot of evidence because this decision I mentioned in 1892 about the United States being a Christian nation, that decision was rejected by the Supreme Court in the 20th century. And in the decision where that case was rejected, the court said that our allegiance to the government has to be unqualified by a higher allegiance to God. And as a result of that decision, a man in Illinois who passed the Illinois bar exam was denied a license to practice law basically because his allegiance to God was greater than his allegiance to the government. Well, I studied law and I passed the California bar exam, which I've been told is the toughest bar exam in the world. And I asked the California State Bar, do you plan on observing this decision of the United States Supreme Court, which says a person cannot be a lawyer if he's a Christian, that he cannot take the oath to support the Constitution if his allegiance to God is greater than his allegiance to the government? And the California State Bar said, yep. And so I sued the California State Bar, but I lost. My final brief before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's the same court, by the way, that said that students in public schools, government-run schools, must not be permitted to say the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. That same court, my brief before that court, was written by a former California State Supreme Court justice and three well-known professors of constitutional law, two of which were authors of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1991. And, well, to make a long story short, I am not a lawyer because my allegiance to God is greater than my allegiance to the government. If the government said, we want you to, you got a job for you to do, we want you to gas all the Jews, we want you to kill all the Muslims, we want you to do something that's contrary to what God says, I would have to disobey. And for that reason, I was not allowed to take an oath to support the Constitution. Many other people have experienced the same effect. Many people who want to become naturalized American citizens, if the immigration authorities find out that their allegiance to God is greater than their allegiance to the government, they cannot become American citizens. So that's the result of a secular government, because our government is becoming more secular. It's rejecting the idea that it's a Christian nation. I think this is a very bad goal. I think Christian nations in history, in our day, have shown themselves to be the nations where everybody of every religion has the greatest number of liberties and the highest standard of living. If you compare atheistic nations like the Soviet Union, you have less liberty and a lower standard of living. A Muslim nation, even a Jewish nation, Hindu, Buddhist nations, they all have fewer liberties and a lower standard of living than a Christian nation. And the more Christian the nation is, the more Christ-like their laws are and their people are, then the less initiation of force, the more you see something that's called the Protestant work ethic, and the higher your standard of living. So there's no advantage to having a secular government except if you don't like the Ten Commandments. And that's interesting that at the bottom of its list, liberals oppose having the Ten Commandments posted in public places. Why is it liberals don't want to be reminded of thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not commit adultery? Well, that's, I guess, that's one of those questions that really is more of an argument. So I apologize for that. What I would like you to do is use the blog link at the bottom of the table and tell me what it is you are defending. Is secular government in and of itself your goal, or are you defending something else that you think a secular government can best achieve, better than a Christian government? In my case, I'm a radical libertarian. I'm not advocating a Christian government. In fact, I don't think there's such a thing as a Christian government. Jesus said, when he found his disciples arguing about who is going to be the greatest in the government of the kingdom of God, he told them, "You don't understand the whole idea of the kingdom of God, the kingdom that I came to set up." He said, "The kings of the Gentiles love to be," and he used the Greek word that we get our English word anarchist from. He said, "The kings of the Gentiles love to be archists." And that means they love to rule over other people. They love to exert their power and control over others. They like to initiate force against others. But Jesus told his disciples, "You shall not be like this. You shall not be an archist." And I think that means that the whole concept of a Christian government is, it's an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms. You can't be a Christian and seek to initiate force and use torture, compulsion, and coercion to get other people to do what you think they ought to do. Now, America's founding fathers, I admit, disagreed with this. They believed that God, the God of the Bible, required human beings to establish this thing called government, this thing called civil government. But I think they were mistaken. I don't think the Bible anywhere requires us to form that entity, that monopoly of the initiation of force and violence. So it's not that I want a Christian government. It's not that I want Christian morals and Christian ideas imposed by force, coercively, compulsively on other people against their will. That's not what I want. But America's founding fathers did not intend to create a secular government. They believed that the government should be Christian, and it should be a government under God, acknowledging God, operating in terms of the laws of nature and of nature's God, not Osama bin Laden's God, but as Madison spoke of, the author of our holy religion, and that was, of course, Jesus Christ. So the links that I've got there on the right-hand side, I think, are very comprehensive, because this is something that it took me 10 years to litigate against the state bar. I read thousands of law review, bar journal, legal review articles, court cases, and other documents going back in history as well. And I'm absolutely convinced that America's founding fathers did not intend our government to be secular. And so I think this is just a goal that we don't support, we can't agree on. But again, I ask you, what is it that you believe a secular government can achieve? I believe a Christian government, that is to say, a government which is so Christian that it begins to start becoming invisible, you hardly even know it's there, that kind of a government results in a society where everyone dwells securely under his own vine and fig tree. We beat our swords into plowshares, and we become, John Adams spoke of a utopia. He said if we would just follow the Bible, what a utopia this land would be. And so that's my view. I'm opposed to secular government because I'm opposed, really, to government. I'm opposed to the initiation of force. I'm opposed to a monopoly of coercion and compulsion. But I don't believe America's founding fathers intended to create a secular government.